Go to a place where it is deeper. Luke, chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. Let us turn to a book of Luke, chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Genezareth, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats, left there by the fishermen, who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water, and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid, from now on you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything and followed him. California area in the U.S. is famous for a place where a lot of gold is found in its land. About in year 1840, news spread out that the gold mine was found here. Many people began to come here to get gold, and in 1849, a lot of gold was found in this area. It was called as a year of gold. A young lad named Arnold Kane invested all the money he owned in the gold mines. He bought gold mines in California and began to dig gold. But after several years of digging, he could not get gold. He sold his gold mines. But a person who bought this gold mine dug a meter further into the land, uncontrollable amount of gold was found. Kane was very shocked. He could not put up with the anger. He regretted that he did not dig a meter deeper into the land. He really did have a hard time afterwards. But, through this experience of failure, he learned a really precious lesson. He learned that he needs to give his very best shot in order to achieve his goals. Kane was encouraged once again, and started a new work as an insurance salesman. And he really did give his very best shot. Even though he had some hard time, he encouraged himself and tried to stay on the right track. "If I give up here, then all the effort I made so far becomes nothing." He really gave his best shot when he was contacting people. He tried so hard that he really made sure that people he got in contact signed the insurance contract for sure. When he was just over 40 years of age, he started his own insurance company. And within a few years' time, this company grew up to be the biggest insurance company in the U.S. Kane was disheartened because of 1 meter difference, but this 1 meter philosophy became the foundation of his success. Kane learned this 1 meter difference philosophy through his own experience. He should have dug a meter deeper. He did not dig 1 meter deeper and failed. But through this, he learned an important lesson, and this lesson helped him to be successful in the end. That is right. In all areas, we need to go to a place where it is deeper. Our nation as well, we need to focus on our future and draft our policies up. But it seems the approaches are too short-sighted. When we have insecurity about the nuclear weapons of North Korea, for defense purposes, making decisions about having THAAD is something that is to be welcomed. But completely blocking the interactions between North and South Korea's, even the GOES, non-governmental organizations, is something that is really upsetting if we think about the reunification of East and West Germany. Also, when we see marketing efforts of Islam as an economic booster, I think it is something that is a policy that is very short-sighted. Have a look at terrors that IS is brutally causing these days. People say that we should accept Islam as an economic booster, and should make an Islam halal cultural village in important cities throughout our nation. If we are to go about accepting this, then in 10 years' time, this nation will be taken by an Islam influence. When we are influenced by Islam, then, for sure, we will be in chaotic state when it comes to defense issue, or Islamic religious issue. It is predicted that things would not be able to settle down once these break out. In Islamic faith, all the policies are based on the condition that you must support the view of Islam. They make mosques which are praying places of Islamic people, they set up Islamic schools, and they even try to put Islamic language as one of the foreign languages subjects in high schools in order to spread out the Islamic influence. Our government needs to think deeper when they come up with policies. It is the same as our faith. We should not forget about the core principles, and it is a time that we really need to try to act in a holy way. We need to go back to the Word. We need to focus deeper on the Word so that our grace, prayers, faith and commitment will get even deeper. We need to long to have deeper faith. Do you know why the King Saul was abandoned by God in the Bible? The roots could not be put down in a deeper level. According to circumstances and conditions, he often changed. In front of God, he lied. When he was having a difficult time, he prayed to God and promised God that he will kill all the people and animals that he caught from Amalek if God allows him to win the war against the Amalekites. But, after he won the war, he did not listen to the voice of God. God abandoned Saul, who was like this. On Mount Gilboa, his life was ended in a miserable way along with his sons. It is what an end of life is like, whose depth is shallow. Not only our faith, but our characters also need to be deeper in depth. Our faith needs to be shown as light and salt in our lives and through ourselves. There are people that are shallow in characters, languages they use and in actions. People like this make a lot of mistakes, and they have no genuineness, no trust, and they use languages that hurt others. Even one phrase of saying needs to have depth, and in relationship with other people, there needs to be depth. Do you know what the difference is between a professional and an amateur? A professional is a person that has depth in one area. Whether it is in areas of arts, or sports or some other areas, whatever they do, if depth is there, then that person is a professional. I hope that we will be able to work on depth, whether it is about our faith, or about our characters. I hope we will be deeper in these areas. Our passage talks about the story of Jesus telling Peter to throw the net in a sea, where it is a bit deeper. All night, Peter was trying to get a fish, but his net was empty. The Lord that got on board with Peter told him to go further into the sea, and told him to throw a net there. Peter believed in what the Lord said and threw the net in a place that Jesus told him to throw at. He then caught so many fish, the net was almost tearing apart. When Peter saw these many fish, rather than being joyful, he confessed in front of the Lord that he is a sinner. Peter was not focused on the financial reward that he will get from fishing work, but his focus was on the fact that he saw the Messiah. Let us also go to a place where it is deeper. Let us go to a place where it is deeper, in our prayers, in our Christian lives, in our ministries and in our services for the Lord. There are a few things that we need to do in order to go to a place where it is deeper. More than anything else, we need to get further away from the things of the world. Let us read verse 3 together. It says, "He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat." The first word that he spoke when he got on board on a boat of Peter, he asked him to put out a little from shore. He asked him to go a little further away from land. Why did Jesus ask him to go further away from the land? It was because if the boat was located too near from the land, the boat is not able to go to a place where it is deeper. It is because big fish are in a deep sea. It is the same as our faith. If we are too tied up with secular things, then we are not able to have a deeper level of faith. To have deeper faith, we should not be tied up with personal attachment, excuses and conditions. In fact, we should cut these down. The church in Ephesus, because it could not cut down the things of the world, it neglected the first love. A person called Demas that comes up in the Bible, Demas loved the world too much and left away from God. A person that has clear goals in faith and in life, is a person that is determined and strong-willed. Lieutenant Cortez of the U.S. landed on the territory of Mexico with 700 soldiers. With a dream of conquering Mexico, these soldiers were on 11 different vessels and landed on Mexico. As soon as they reached there, in front of soldiers, Lieutenant Cortez burned all 11 vessels down completely. The only means of transport in fleeing away from there was all burnt down. People protested to him. When we have failed, how are we going to go back? Lieutenant Cortez said, "You 700 soldiers, for us, conquering Mexico is the only way for us to live. We do not have anything to go back with, and there is no way for us to go back as well. If we fail, then we will die. The only way for us to live is conquering this land." So they risked their lives and fought to the best of their abilities. So it has been said that is why they were able to have victory in conquering inland areas of Mexico. Right now, churches in Korea are facing four kinds of crisis. It is a time that we need to be determined again. Firstly, it is a spiritual crisis. As time goes by, worship services begin to deteriorate in spirituality and importance of having the deep relationship with God is less stressed. Also, it is a crisis of moral values. Like a dead fish, people are influenced by secular flow. People are drifting away with the current. Also, it is a crisis of leadership. People of these days want servant leadership. But everyone does not want to be servants but want to be people that control and rule over others. Also, it is a crisis of community perspectives. Communities and societies are not achieving its oneness. We need to restore our community perspectives that like to get together and support each other. When we get further away from the things of the world, we get to restore our core principles. When Jesus got on the boat of Peter, he taught the word first. He knew that Peter kept on lifting the empty net, but Jesus taught the word of God first. Jesus knew what they needed at that time but taught the word of God first. It is because he prioritized what was most important. Jesus till then healed a lot of people and fed people and solved the problems. Then people had to follow the Lord and become his disciples, but when their problems were solved, they left away from the Lord. When people got sick, they served the Lord well, but when they were healed and got well, they left from the Lord. When they were poor and when they failed, they cried out to God, but when they became rich, they left from God. When they had difficult problems, they really hung on to God, but once the problems were solved, they left from God. It is because the change in core principles did not take place. So the Lord taught them the word of God first. Jesus told us in Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, like this: "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Jesus did not say that we do not need a place to stay, food to eat and clothes to wear. He showed us what the priorities are in our lives. Do not focus on meeting the desires of our body but long to have true changes in us. The real grace is about being changed. When you cover a pig with a skin of sheep, a pig does not become a sheep. A fundamental change needs to be there. When I change, people that are related to me change. When I enjoy grace, other people also get to feel grace. Grace gets passed on to others. We need to learn the fact that the main figure that needs to be changed is myself. What is a thing that prevents us from going to a place where it is deep? For someone, it could be laziness. It could be a habit. For someone, it could be anger. It could be a heart that is unable to control. I bless you in Jesus' name, that you will get away from these things that destroy our characters and families. Also, the core principle of blessing is in a deep place. Let us read verse 4 together. It says, "When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, 'Put out into deep water, and let down the nets for a catch.'" I pray these prayers a lot these days. Lord, I hope I will be deeper in spirituality. I hope my faith will be stronger. I also pray that I want to have a deeper relationship with you. I confess like that. You need to go to a place where it is deeper so that you can get fish. In a deep sea, big fish live there. You can get a lot of fish in a sea where it is deep. But where it is deep, risk is also there. Nevertheless, we need to go to a place where it is deep. People that live deep lives are really successful people. I will share a story with you briefly. Someone that is a devout Christian was given a chance to run a restaurant of his own. A former restaurant owner sold this business to him. As he was given this opportunity to run this business, he prayed like this: "God, whoever comes here to eat, I will serve them like I would serve Jesus." But the cook, as he used to do in the past, he made the soup with the milk cream powder already so that the soup appears as if the bones were boiled for a long time. And that day, the owner closed the restaurant and left the sign on the door: "We are closed for the day." And he threw out all the soup that the cook had made with the milk cream powder. After that, he ran the business in an honest and faithful way as a Christian. The news spread all over the area, and right now, I heard that this business is doing very well. Do not live a life that is shallow. God blesses a person that is deep and honest. Faith needs to get deeper as well. To have a deeper faith, there would be persecutions and trials as well as tests. But when we win against these and when our faith gets deeper, we get to experience the grace of God. Our prayers also need to get deeper, too. When our prayers get deeper, we get to experience the grace that is holy and spiritual, and we get to experience the work of the Holy Spirit as well. Through the deep prayers, I hope you will also have an even deeper and spiritual relationship with God. A time of waiting for the answers to our prayers might seem very long, but the answer comes along within a matter of time. A time of waiting might seem long, but it could possibly be answered quite quickly. In Job, chapter 42, verse 5, it says, "My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you." From ears to eyes, till Job discovered the will of God, he really went through all sorts of agony. We can learn that how much he cried out to God when he prayed to him. We can see the prayers of tears got piled up. We also need deep prayers. Also, our lives of faith need to get deeper. Doesn't your faith shake when even only the circumstances change? Doesn't your faith shake when you are in bad mood even? It is like this, because the roots have not been placed deeply. Our faith needs to be deeply rooted securely so that even when the storms hit, when the circumstances change, and even when you see people that let you down, you will not be influenced nor shaken because of faith. I hope you will be like that. There is a timing that experiences the blessings of God. Verses 5-8 say like this: "Simon answered, 'Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets.' When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, 'Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man.'" We get to experience the blessings of God. It is when we get rid of our own thoughts and when we rely on the Word of God. All night, Peter did everything he could to get fish. He trusted his own experience and all sorts of methods, but there was nothing he gained. Peter confessed like this. Verse 5 says, "Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. He confessed like this. What are you relying on at the moment, when you are throwing your net of life down? Is it people, that you are relying on? Is it material possession, that you are relying on? Is it circumstances, that you are relying on? Like Peter, I hope you will rely on the Word of God, and will throw the net down as per the Word. In the Word of God, there is wisdom. There is a way. There is peace and blessings. Peter lived his whole life as a fisherman. But when he put down his own experience and methods, and when he relied on the Word of God, he threw the net down there. I hope you will also put your own thoughts and your own ways down right now, and I hope you will hang on to the words of God. When you rely on the Word of God, as per verse 6, when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish, that their nets began to break. I bless you in the name of Jesus that you will put down your own thoughts and your methods in front of God, and will follow the Word of God. This is a way to experience the work of God. Also, let us read verse 7 to 8. So they signaled their partners in the other boat, to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full, that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man. They saw the Lord who was real. Peter threw the net, as per the word of the Lord. When the net Peter threw was full of fish, it was so full, that the net was about to tear apart, he experienced amazing grace of the Lord. Simon Peter saw this and knelt down on the knee of Jesus. Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man. Not only he caught the fish, as per the word of the Lord, but he discovered the Lord. He discovered himself, too. In verse 5, Peter called Jesus a master. But in verse 8, Peter called Jesus a Lord. Peter confessed to Jesus by calling him a Lord. The viewpoint of Peter about Jesus changed from a human being to God. Also, eyes that see the Messiah, which is even more important than material things, got opened. Spiritual eyes got opened. And eyes that see himself also got opened. Rather than joy of getting fish, he confessed that discovering the Lord is his joy. He confessed that he is a sinner. Changes like this took place. This is what a person who received grace is like. Christians do not end up there after they get healed, and get blessed and get their problems solved. Like Peter, we need to encounter the Lord. This is a true restoration. Verse 10, it says, And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, Don't be afraid, from now on you will catch men. Jesus told Peter that you will be a fisherman that catches the men. Verse 11 says, So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything and followed him. Peter then became the chief disciple of Jesus. My dear family in Christ, grace began in a deep place. When you are living your life as a Christian, do you not still worry, get depressed and get angry in a shallow place? Did you forget about the true peace in your life? Then go to a place where it is deeper. Like deep water flows slowly, there is calmness. There is peace. There is a gain. A deep relationship with God happens there. I pray and bless you in Jesus' name, that you will go to a place where it is deeper, and become blessed disciples of the Lord. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.